Unit 23. Getting around. Finding one's way around large Chinese cities is a relatively straightforward affair. Many cities, especially provincial capitals, were laid out in a grid pattern. Street names are often written in both Chinese characters and
pinyin,
a transcription into Roman letters. Buses are plentiful, but they can be uncomfortably crowded. And for foreigners who don't know the local language, it can be difficult to know where to get off. Several cities, such as Beijing, Tianjin, Shanghai, and Guangzhou, boast subways, and still others have plans to build them. For city dwellers who are in a hurry or do not wish to fight for standing room in a crowded bus, taxis or
出租汽车
have become a welcome alternative. To take a taxi in Mandarin is
坐出租汽车
or simply
坐出租.
In recent years, another term has come into popular usage,
打的,
which comes from Cantonese.
的
is a short form of the Cantonese word for taxi. Although taxis are more expensive than buses, they are still affordable for the average citizen. Several models of taxis predominate, depending on the city. Because of regional protectionism, locally made cars are often favored over models made in other parts of the country. For this reason, nearly all the taxis in Shanghai are Volkswagen Santanas, made by a Shanghai-based joint venture with a German carmaker. In Tianjin, the city is overrun with small taxis called
Xiali,
made locally with Japanese parts. The municipal government of Shanghai banned
Xiali
from the city several years ago, claiming that they were big polluters and incongruous with the image of the city as a world-class metropolis. In any taxi, it's a good idea to ask for a receipt. This will help to ensure that you are charged a fair rate. Rickshaws, once ubiquitous in China, disappeared decades ago and can be seen only in films or tourist spots in a few cities.